Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Well, excitement's at an all-time high going into this week's Legal Shield convention in Dallas. Great company with incredible guest speakers and trainings. I also want to congratulate all of our associates that won the all-expense-paid vacation to Cabo this summer. That's going to be an outstanding time. And, of course, while you're at the convention, don't forget to attend our More Success Team breakout session on Sunday morning from 9 to 12. It's in rooms A309 and 310. That's located in the convention center. It's always like a family reunion, seeing all of our team members. And, of course, you will leave there with a game plan on how to put all the new announcements and trainings that you've learned into play with your Legal Shield business. But to begin tonight's call, we have the CEO of Legal Shield. He has a very special announcement to make concerning our More Success Team. So without further ado, Mr. Jeff Bell, welcome to the call, sir.
Mr. Moore, thank you so very much, and what a pleasure it is to address each of you to this evening. I had the honor of doing a special More Success Team Executive Director call last evening, and I know many of you have joined again tonight. Hopefully you've had a chance to speak to your teams about the news, so I'll try and be clear and specific, but I won't take too much of your time because I'm also very excited that Mr. Chip Humphreys is on tonight to do a special training to get everybody really focused up. Remember, while today is you know only a couple of days away from our international convention, there is someone that you will meet tomorrow, someone that you could call tonight, someone that you could talk to on Wednesday and change their life by getting them motivated to come to the convention, especially now that you know that here, those in the state of Oklahoma, just 3 hours away from Dallas, those in northern Texas and in Texoma, that those guests can come to our convention for free. So I do want to just put in a plug that you should never stop building, because that's what Ken Moore would tell you to do. And in fact, my message tonight really is inspired very much by the late, great Ken Moore, someone who meant so much to everyone on this call, myself included, one of the icons of our business, one of the founders of our business, someone who gave so much of his life and love to a company, Prepaid Legal and Legal Shield. And also just want to say hello and to Sherlene Moore, the true love of his life, and partners together really building an incredible business. We call it the Moore Success Team for a reason. The Moore family's legacy, as Ken was often frequent to say, five generations when his mom was involved. And now you heard, of course, the great leadership of Randy Moore, his lovely wife, Pat. We know Jeremy and Stephanie, who I heard Stephanie on the call. And we also know that there are new generations coming. Jeremy and Stephanie have got Braden and Creed. We also know that Keegan is someone that Ken was grooming to be in the business. So isn't it a wonderful legacy that here in North America, the United States of America and the great state of Oklahoma, but serving all of North America, that you can have such a wonderful story of success, of more success, of being able to establish this type of leadership and personal development, something that was really mattered to Ken, to be able to look and find the good in every person and to try and help them do their best, to be their best, and to protect and empower others through these incredible services. Well, Sherlene has done an incredible and an admirable job since Ken's untimely passing. I mean, again, I thought Ken was going to outlive me. I don't know about anybody else, but, I mean, I've never met anybody who would introduce themselves by saying, yeah, you know, I've died a few times, but I've come back. And I always thought that Ken would always come back. But unfortunately, we lost him. And, of course, he's in a greater place with his maker, looking down and smiling on us this evening. And I know he's got to be proud of Sherlene, who has done just an incredible job of continuing to uphold the tradition. But this last week, Sherlene came to see Kathy Pinson and myself and to say that at 82, she's been on the calls and she's attended meetings, but it's been a challenge for her to be able to fully represent the Moore Success Team with everything that is required. You know, she has plenty of vim and vigor, and she looked fantastic when she came and visited. But she said, you know, I think that it may be time to pass the mantle. And after a lot of prayer and a lot of conversation and discussions, the Moore family, you know, had come to us with a suggestion of how to establish a permanent Platinum World Council representative, someone that was also going to be fully committed to traveling, to building, to living the way that Ken said this business needed to be lived, with human beings out there recruiting and helping them get started in the business, to ensure that they continued in the business, to focus upon duplication and leverage, to ensure that there was always an advocate for the Moore team, that there was always someone out there helping the Moore success team move higher and higher in building financial freedom and a lasting legacy. And so it was after consultation between Shirlene and clearly her son Randy and daughter-in-law Pat, as well as with her grandson Jeremy and his lovely wife and associate Stephanie, that a decision has been made, a proposal to the company that we have embraced and fully championed, and that is to make Jeremy Moore the Platinum World Council representative for the Moore Success Team, and to give Jeremy a challenge to get this business for the Moore Success Team, the Moore family, to begin to grow again. And Jeremy has given me his personal leadership commitment, obviously with the great support that Stephanie will provide, to be out and to meet with everyone throughout this, again, nationwide, continent-wide organization of the Moore Success Team to help all of you continue to grow. If we don't grow, then unfortunately we stall and then we decay and we decline. And that's not the legacy that Ken wanted for all of you. It's not what he wanted to have for the Moore family and the Moore Success Team. We've got to get back to building the way that Ken taught us how to recruit, to build, to lean on each other, and to lift each other higher. And so I'm very, very proud to have Jeremy join us on the Platinum World Council, to be an advocate for the Moore Success Team, and to be the leader that all of you know as someone groomed by Ken and supported by Shirlene and Randy to be for the family. Now, Randy's still going to be there, but as you know, Randy has faced challenges that God has placed upon his shoulders with different health issues that have limited his ability to travel as extensively. But Jeremy has made that commitment to travel and to build, to train and to support all of you throughout the Moore Success Team. Couldn't be happier, couldn't be prouder. It's going to be something that we announce from stage this weekend at our international convention, and we look forward to new records, new heights, new success for everybody on the Moore team and family. With that, if I may turn it back over to you, Randy, and I know you may want to introduce Jeremy to say a few words.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you, Mr. Bell, for the kind words, of course, about my dad and our family, and, of course, for your continued support that you've always given our team, and, of course, for the leadership that you continue to provide for our entire company, Legal Shield. But, yes, sir, I do. And next, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a $250,000 ring earner. He is a Millionaire Club member and a new Platinum Council member for our Moore Success Team, and that's someone I'm very proud of, my son, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited and really humbled by this announcement. But before, I want to say a few words to the team, but before I get going, I would like to, Jay, can we unmute our matriarch of the Moore Success Team's line and hear from none other than Miss Shirlene Moore?
Yes, hold on just a second, and I'll be happy to do that.
All right.
All right, try her, see if she's unmuted now.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am so thrilled and proud for Jeremy and to be the head up this great team of the Moore Success Team. And Randy and I will be here helping him every step of the way that we can. I know that we're all so excited that we're all going to be in Dallas and we'll be able to all be together and to be able to say that the More Success team is going to be more and more successful. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words, Mama, and I just want to reiterate what you said. Just said that we're excited to be coming into Dallas, guys. You know, the information that's going to be provided, there's never been a greater time to grow and build your business than there is right now. With the live events leading into Dallas, like Mr. Bell said, you know, continue to promote and recruit and drive activity. You know, there's a live event tomorrow night in Dallas. Anyone in the North Texas area, drive them to put them in front of Mr. Darnell Self. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, all guests can attend the event free this weekend. But I'm really excited to be able to have the opportunity to come to each of your markets to help you grow and build your businesses. Because, you know, like Papa always said, you know, we are truly servant leaders. And we, Stephanie and I, are here to serve and support and to help you guys grow. But let's keep the call moving right along because I'm so excited to have our guest trainer on tonight. He's somebody that I've really grown to admire. We've had a lot of good times together over the years. As a matter of fact, we are on a Legal Shield trip just a few short years ago in Jamaica, and he had me prepared the most interesting breakfast I think I've ever had in Jamaica. But he is a Millionaire Club member, guys. He's been there. He's done that. He has built his business on a part-time basis and become a member of the prestigious Millionaires Club. He's a six-figure ring earner with Legal Shield and just a phenomenal human being. Him and his wife just helping thousands of people and empowering and protecting thousands of people all across North America. But right now I'd like to turn the call over to my good friend from the great state of Florida, Mr. Chip Humphrey. Chip, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate that, and, you know, it's just awesome to be on this call. And congratulations, first of all and foremost, for being inducted or in the Platinum World Council now. That's definitely a level that we all want to strive to get to, so congratulations on that. And just all the success of the More Success team and with Randy and, you know, I really feel the spirit of Mr. Stonecipher on this call. You know, I was fortunate to get to know Mr. Stonecipher, as I know many of you were, and your dad or your grandfather, Ken Moore, as well. And so, you know, that is special to me. I feel connected to the company, to the heart and soul and the heartbeat of the company. And your family is just amazing. And, I mean, it's such a, you know, I'm very blessed and privileged, and it's a privilege to be on the call with Mr. Bell on the call as well, and everybody coming together this week. But to know the generational success that the More Success team has put together, you know, is very impressive. And you know, I've been blessed to have a very good story inside of Legal Shield as far as building a business on a part-time basis. But what you guys have done is really, really impressive. So congratulations to you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to just to spend a few minutes with your team, the More Success team tonight, just to share my story, you know, how and why I got started and why I stuck with it and some of the results I got and really how I got those results, because it's really there's no secrets, I'll tell you that right now. It's really been all the product of the Flight Edge, just doing a little bit consistently over a long period of time. But for those of you that don't know or have not heard my story, I've been with Legal Shield now for 20 years. And when I first looked at Legal Shield, I was a teacher in a Florida high school. I was coaching two sports, working on my master's degree full time. I was very busy. And I loved teaching, but I didn't like the salary. And I had been a professional high diver prior to that. So I had a lifestyle that most people can't even imagine, traveling all around the world, having more fun than you can handle, making good money, and just seeing all the sights and sounds of the world. Then I started teaching, and that was a culture shock, big pay cut, and bills, and that's why I was looking to make extra money when I looked at Legal Shield. And it made sense to me, and I was looking for supplemental retirement income because I knew the salary schedule for teaching and what it was going to retire on was not going to be enough to go back to the lifestyle that I just left, traveling around the world, having all the time, you know, fun in the world. And then I also wanted some extra cash flow. So that's what I was looking for when I got started. And I quickly recognized that there was a system in place, that I wasn't going to have to babysit people. And I say that kind of metaphorically because we do have to hold people's hands and get them started properly. But once you can wean them off, you know, the system's pretty simple, and we can teach people that basic getting started right process, and then they're not as dependent because we want independent associates. So I recognized that there was a system in place that I could plug people into while I was at school teaching. You know, that was a full-time job. I really was kind of handcuffed as far as working my business while I was at school, especially when I was teaching. I had a little more flexibility when I was an assistant principal because I got to move around the building and flip outside and take three-way calls and things like that, but it was still kind of handcuffing. But the way I looked at it, and those of you that have jobs, it was a whole bunch of people that I could contact, and all the students had parents. So it was like an endless supply of prospects, quite frankly. And every year the senior class turned 18. So, you know, I just built really good relationships there, and through that was one, you know, one area that I did a lot of prospecting, I should say. So I recognized that there was a system in place and that I could plug into the system and that my team could plug into the system. And that I could get, you know, what we're all after in network marketing is leverage and duplication, because that's what this is all about. You know, building a business that has leverage involved, and leverage gives us an advantage, you know, like a mechanical advantage if it was, you know, something physical you were moving. But here you want just leverage in building your business and duplication, where it duplicates and grows organically and away from you. And that really is the beauty of this business, quite frankly, when it can just grow away from you. You start something, like you start a grass fire, and it just keeps growing, you know. And that's the way I envision my business. And actually, the way I envisioned building my business was to develop leaders that build their organizations. So, you know, part of the system that I plugged into right away, well, really was the 10 core commitments, but going to the weekly meeting, you know, I ran the weekly meeting here. There was no weekly meeting here when I got started, so I started the weekly meeting, and I'm still running the weekly meeting. And there's been some years when I've run 2 weekly meetings and 3 weekly meetings. And this was on a part-time basis. Now, I didn't go to 3 weekly meetings when I had a full-time job, but there were many years that I did go to 2 weekly briefings while I had a full-time job. And I'll tell you what I did. I made Legal Shield a priority. So I scheduled my first, and everybody knew what I was doing. The superintendents that I had, my principals, you know, I was right up front. Everybody knew. I recruited a couple of my principals, actually. But I was right up front with everybody, and this was a priority. And you know, they couldn't convince me otherwise. So, but what I would do right away was schedule my year on the calendar with all my Legal Shield events and then work my job around that. Believe it or not, that's exactly what I did. Now, I had the job, but I would say, hey, listen, I'm going to be going to this convention on these dates. I'm not going to be here. And I'd use all – when I left, I didn't have any 6 days left. I used them all, and they were pretty much all going for conventions, to be honest with you, not vacation. So, you know, I scheduled my Legal Shield business into my calendar right off the bat. So Tuesday nights, non-negotiable. I couldn't go to school activities because that was my business briefing. Now, I was the one that scheduled the administrators also for the evening activities, so I controlled that. So, you know, when it came time to, you know, for all the events, I was present. So I made sure that I was plugged in to the system by attending the events, the Super Saturdays, the corporate events, the international conferences. I did miss one international conference in 20 years, and my business did take a hit as a result of that. So that was a bad decision. Okay. And that was years and years and years ago. But, you know, there's so much that you learn from these events, okay? And the biggest one, I think, is just the example of other people that are having success and other people that you will compare yourself to, which is not the best thing to do, but it's natural. And you'll say, like, oh, my goodness, if they can do this, are you kidding me? They made $100,000 a year. They're making $1 million. What? You know, And we have, we all have the same system, same company. Everything's the same, except for we are the differentiating factor. Okay. So, and we can become better because of the magic ingredient in this whole mix, which is personal development. And I believe, you know, all problems can be solved with personal development or cash flow. And that's what I was looking for right up front. Remember, cash flow. And I do believe that, you know, if you have problems, make more money and you can solve them. So you pay somebody to solve them or they just kind of go away when you have more money. Okay. But personal development is probably the most important thing in this whole business because you've got to get your mindset right. It all begins with your mindset and your philosophy. That's going to dictate your attitude, which is going to control your, you know, dictate your actions. And your actions are going to dictate your results. So, you know, it all goes together. Personal development is critical. And, you know, I'll tell you, Darnell Self, we had him down here a couple of weeks ago in Fort Lauderdale and in Orlando. I was at both events, a Saturday and a Sunday. And on the Sunday event, he said, you know, personal development, and I believe he said something to the effect of even people on his team, there's too many people that are not, they're faking it. They're not doing personal development. And, you know, there's team calls. I think it's great when there's team calls that go over the books that we're reading on every day for, you know, a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes for a conference call, just to help people stay with the reading and to learn what others are learning. I think that's a big deal. And I'm sure you guys do something with, you know, everybody's doing reading books of the month. Personal development is huge. Who you're associating with, who you're, the books you're reading, and the events that you're attending. I'm just checking my time here. Okay. So, you know, I will just kind of wrapping this up. I'm excited about where we are because I feel like it's a new beginning. You know, it's going to be a defining moment. This convention will certainly be a defining moment. As a matter of fact, I believe we're in the same hotel or convention that when prepaid legal, no, no, when TPN was going to go into prepaid legal when we found that out. So this is historic and kind of ironic on top of that. So it's going to definitely be a defining moment for a lot of us that came through the TPN ranks, but really for everybody involved because of where we are and what's going on. And yes, we're opening up in the UK in July, but you know what? It's wide open in America and North America, I should say, and Canada's going to be opening up too. So it's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity. And that's where I'm excited, you know, excited. I'm a 65 years old, and I'm charging. I'm just retooling, redefining myself, coming from entertainment and the high diving of business, then to education, and now entrepreneurship, just kind of, and then figuring out how to use social media to contact everybody that I knew in the past, and taking advantage of this opportunity that we all have that's right in front of us with all the exciting things that are going to be announced and that have been happening. And congratulations, by the way, to everybody that won that Cabo trip. That's very, very exciting. And just keep doing the right thing. So I'm not sure if I'm turning it back over to Jeremy or Randy, but I'm going to turn it back over to you. If you guys have any questions or anything you want me to talk about, just give me a call or give me a cue. So thank you, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, great job, Mr. Humphrey. Really, really appreciate all your insight. Do you have just a couple of minutes to answer a question from the field?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know one of our leaders out in the great state of Idaho has a question for you. Mr. Damien Schieber, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Well, Mr. Humphrey, great to hear your voice again. Thank you so much for being on the call. And I've got two questions. I don't know if we have time to, but I'll let you pick which one you want to answer. The first one, you know, has to do with all work, all play, right? I mean, we had a chance to spend some time skiing and swimming in Utah and doing some fun things. And but I know that's a driving force for you. So number one, maybe if you want to talk about that. But number two, also, I know you come from a great organization as well, the Amelia family, and they've always been a tight-knit, you know, Legal Shield family, you know, an organization within Legal Shield that's just super close. Could you touch on what role the team event has played in creating that close-knit organization that, you know, where you were just able to plug in, as you mentioned earlier?
Sure. And I'll just start with that. The team event, you know, has really developed our culture fully, to be honest with you. And I'm always honest with you. But, you know, because it's an overnight event, for one thing, and back in the day, years ago, we had all kinds of fun events. We've had the Amelia Olympics, which got very competitive, got out of control at one point, but it just built a lot of culture. And all kinds, we've been out in New Orleans, and New Orleans, and done a scavenger hunt down there, which was just bizarre, especially for some of the church-going folks, you know, as you can imagine. So we've done things that have stretched people in all different areas in a family-orienting way and in a fun way at the team events. So the team events, you know, and we've included lots of the children. The children at our team events are a big deal. And we've seen a lot of growth with the children. We've had some events where we've had, you know, children's panels, two of them actually, one in Cocoa Beach and one up in the Poconos, where the children actually got up and did some presentations. And you can just see the ripple effect of personal development. So when the parents are listening to personal development in the car, kids are in the car, and the ripple effect is rubbing off on kids. It's subliminal. And then they're picking up on it, and now some of them are embracing it, like Kylie Geister, for instance. So, you know, the team event is all about the culture, and the kids benefit from that as well. And then my philosophy is all work, all play. It's just that, you know, I'm not leaving it. I'm not saving anything for when I'm like when it's time for my transition. I've got a poem. And I'm not exactly sure where it is right this second, but it's the one that talks about when my life is over, I'm not arriving in the casket in a well-preserved body. I'm going to be battered up, worn out, and I'm going to be like, man, that was some ride as far as life. So, you know, we're not holding anything back. So all work, all play is, you know, as I'm playing, and I'm all about playing. I like to enjoy myself all the time, every day. I look for things to enjoy myself, but I think I can enjoy myself in everything. And I think there's opportunity as far as work in every situation too, especially when you're meeting new people. So I'm always thinking about Legal Shield. I always have my Legal Shield lenses on, whether I'm out on the ski slopes with you guys, and I had a great time hanging out with you guys. I loved you guys, and you're oh boy, don't get me started thinking about you and Dave Hall and your stories. I'll tell you, because you guys had me cracking up, and that's relationships. I mean, that's that's just great stuff. And I'm not going to go into that story, but I do want to mention one more, because Jeremy did start out talking about the breakfast in Jamaica. I didn't organize that breakfast. That was done by we were living in these big mansions with butlers and cooks, and it was a special breakfast on Sunday that Jamaicans have. And Michelle and I happened to go over and see Jeremy and his whole crew, Stephanie, and they were eating breakfast, and Jeremy was getting down. And a big old plate halfway through, it looked like eggs. Jeremy said, what's in these eggs? Because it didn't taste like eggs, and they weren't eggs. And his expression was just so classic. I mean, I still laugh at it. It was hysterical. He said, what's in these eggs? And they're like, those aren't eggs. He's like, what do you mean these aren't eggs? Anyway, I apologize, but it's just that's why you want to win these trips, because you never know. You know, you just never know what you're going to get and the memories you're going to get. So I hope that answered your questions, Damien. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Looking forward to seeing you too, sir. And absolutely, I'll turn it back over to Jeremy.
All right, we got time for one more quick question. So let's go right out to the state of Utah and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave?
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Humphreys. You know what, bud? You talked about how you love playing. You're not going to leave any fuel in the gas tank. You've done events all over America. You've just got such an amazing story. But just real quickly, of all the places you've ever been, where's the best place in America to go do a Super Saturday? Who treats you the best?
Oh, there's no question about it. That's Salt Lake City, Utah. And with Dave Hall out there, I'm going to tell you, that was amazing. And that's not even just me. You know, Mike Neely would say that too. And he said that before I did. So, you know, you guys do a great job out there. You know, and it's just a pleasure to know that it's done the right way, and it's not cheap to do it the right way. But it does make people feel special and make them want to come back. And I am looking forward to coming back out there. I guess it might be a little bit warm when I get out there, so I'm ready to go out there on the four-wheelers. I did see your thing on Facebook with all those horses out there, too. I was like, wow, that's – I don't know if I'd be scared or just impressed. But definitely appreciated you guys, and I'm looking forward to coming back out there and having some more fun and getting you out here to the East Coast, too. By the way, I'm going fishing tomorrow for dolphin mahi-mahi.
Well, I don't remember getting the invitation. Maybe it bounced back. You might want to re-email me that invitation for the deep sea fishing trip that I have a rain check for.
Hey, I will. We'll get you out here.
All right. We had so much fun. We took him snowboarding. We took him skiing, and then we took him swimming in a volcano. How many people on the face of the earth have ever been swimming inside a volcano? Mr. Chip Humphreys, the man, the myth, the legend. He's one of those people that can add his name to that list. And with that said, Mr. Moore, I'm going to throw the call back to you to wrap it up.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. And Mr. Humphrey, thank you so much for taking time out away from your family and your team to pour into us tonight. It was an amazing call. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight and teaching us tonight. And so looking forward to seeing you guys in Dallas in just a couple of days.
Well, that is the most important thing, be in Dallas with as many people as possible, because coming out of Dallas, it's going to be, you know, all systems go and just taking it to the next level and in every state, province in Canada, and then the UK eventually too. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Be early, stay late, and be engaged.
All right. Thank you so much, Chip.
My pleasure.
Well, guys, we're gonna winding up the call tonight, and you know it's a little bit it kind of ties in great with how I wanted to end the call tonight, because you know some of the questions were centered around events and culture and team building, and at our breakout Sunday at the conclusion of the convention, our International Leadership Conference. We will have a significant, exciting announcement in regards to our summer team event later on this summer in July. And you do not want to miss that announcement, that opportunity that you all that are in the room at the breakout will have an opportunity to really take advantage of this promotion that we're launching there. We've got some really exciting news on some special guest speakers that are going to be at our team event this summer. But to wrap everything up, to get our marching orders to really get laser focused on the life-changing, game-changing announcements that will be unveiled at our convention, you have to be at our breakout on Sunday morning. And to make sure that you and your team are registered, go to moresuccessteam.com and get that taken care of tonight. Make sure your team gets that taken care of tonight, because it is going to be a breakout unlike any other we've ever had before. So with that, I want to always end a call the way I was taught, and that's by my papa, and continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and guys, everything else will work out just fine. Thank you all. Can't wait to see you this week in Dallas, and God bless you all, and have safe travels. And build into the convention. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.